We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmer, Clement Freud, and Andre Merry in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And may I remind you, the rules are as before. I'm going to ask them each to speak, if they can, on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. And according to how successful they are in being challenged or not being challenged, they will gain points, or their opponents will gain points. And Derek Nimmer, will you begin this week? Jellyfish. Will you talk to us about jellyfish for 60 seconds, starting now?
This is a perfectly rotten subject to be given, but I will endeavour to speak about jellyfish. Not awfully attractive things, rather a misnomer if you think about it, because they're not fish at all, are they, really? Then, one of the things that really attracts me to them is when you see them in the Bay of Biscay as great Portuguese men of war, floating towards you with their tentacles hanging down. And you've got to do a pretty nippy crawl to get away, haven't you, really? If you think about it, because if you stay there, you get stung. And there's nothing worse, because you have to be dragged up into a boat, put on your back, and people come along and flop things on you, cold creams and ointments, until eventually you're repaired and put ashore once more. I once knew a lady who was called Mrs. Fish, and because she was so fat, we all used to call her Mrs. Jellyfish, and she didn't like it at all.
Clement Foy's challenge, why?
Repetition of Mrs.
Mrs. Jellyfish. Mrs. It was a reference.
Oh, yes, absolutely right.
Absolutely right, yes.
Yeah,
there we are.
Very good.
Well, we loved it so much, you see. We were all with you. Clement Freud, I agree with your challenge. There was a repetition of Mrs., so you take over the subject, having gained a point. 10 seconds left, jellyfish, starting now.
And Mrs. Fish lived in Liverpool and looked after Derek Nimmer when he was a small boy. Together
Kenneth
with
Williams, why have you challenged?
I deviate.
Why?
Because she never looked after him.
She did. She did.
Well, as Derek Nimmo says, she did, and Clement Freud was speaking, I must disagree.
Well, anyway, I was awfully bored by all this. I think it's disgraceful, so I deviation on the ground of boredom, and that's perfectly fine.
We can't create that rule, or we never get going. Clement Freud, I disagree with the challenge, so you gain another point, and you have 5 seconds for jellyfish, starting now.
She was later succeeded by Nurse Lightfoot, who kept jellyfish.
Kenneth Williams, why you challenge?
Deviation, that is not true.
I am inclined to agree that that wasn't true.
No, it was actually true. Absolutely true. Nurse Lightfoot.
He's constantly talking about Nurse Lightfoot.
Well, it's about Derek's youth. Can you, as a man who plays men of God...
But he was talking about them.
Actually, by very curious chance, I'm blessed to have to say that Miss Lightfoot lived next door to me. She's getting married this very Saturday.
Well,
at the Delphi Hotel in London.
Let's give a round of applause for Miss Lightfoot, please.
Absolutely
true. You've
got to
do it,
jellyfish.
Yes.
I was so... If you challenge on that score...
That's what I mean to challenge.
But I'm afraid you didn't. And Derek firmly established that Miss Lightfoot did look after him, so Clement wasn't deviating. He has another point, 2 seconds left, starting now.
Halibut in Aspen.
Well, jellyfish, Miss Lightfoot, and many other things have helped Clement Freud to get many points at the end of that round. In fact, at the end of the first round, he is the only person who has scored. Kenneth Williams, it's your turn to begin.
Oh, at last.
We have heard from you, Kenneth, to some effect as well.
Yes, I mean, my subject. I haven't had a subject, have I?
Well, we hope this is your subject, because here Mess has thought of Rasputin for you.
Oh?
So can you talk to us about Rasputin for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, only in a very general sense. He was at the court of the Tsar.
Derek Nimmer's challenge.
Deviation. He wasn't a general, he was a monk.
I think he
a clever try, but not a legitimate challenge, so Kenneth gets a point. 55 seconds for Rasputin, Kenneth, starting now.
One biographer described his cult as being unspeakably foul, and I am perfectly prepared to believe it. He exercised some sort of influence over the Empress because she thought he could wreak some miraculous...
Derek Nimmer's challenge again.
Deviation. He wasn't an Empress, she was a Tsarina.
She was the Tsarina, but, I mean...
She was also the Empress, yes.
Can't you refer to the Empress of Russia?
The Tsar of Russia, wasn't the Emperor
wasn't
of Russia.
As well.
The Tsar of Russia.
The Tsar of Russia and the Tsarina, but sometimes she's referred to as the Empress, isn't she?
Yes, yes. She is.
Or Fred.
All right. Or, as I'm not sure, I'll be perfectly honest about this, I will let the audience be the judge, because they're always the final judge.
Really?
You think that she can be referred to as the Empress of
can
Russia?
Can we confine this vote to people with a degree in history?
Yes. All those with any degree in history, put up your hands. We have somebody in the back. There's somebody in the back with a degree in history, sir. You will be the judge. Can the Tsarina of Russia be referred to as the Empress of Russia?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I thought I was right. Kenneth, Rasputin is still with you, and there are 38 seconds left, starting now.
Well, one night, a member of the court, Prince Yusupov, threw this party and done him in. I believe it was a rather nasty business. He stabbed him in all kinds of places. I don't want to go into it now, because obviously you're not the kind of people who want to hear about a load of filth like that. But suffice it to say...
Derek Nimmer's challenged.
Deviation. I am the sort of person who wants to hear it.
One of those impossible jams that I have to decide about, and what I will say is this, that Kenneth was definitely looking at the audience in the studio when he said, you don't want to hear about that, and his gaze was nowhere near Derek Nimmer.
Nonetheless, Derek's valid. It's a valid thing. It's
well,
quite valid.
Give Derek a point.
It is valid. He's very clever. He made a definite point there.
Yes, he was very... And the audience enjoyed it. Their applause means they approve of the challenge, so give Derek a point, but I don't think he was, strictly speaking, deviating from the subject of Rasputin.
Well, I'm left
so and 19 seconds left to point to Derek, starting now.
Well, actually, Malenkov, in his book on Rasputin, says the lice were jumping in and out of his beard, and that he retreated from the figure for fear of infection. How would you like it if you saw a load of things?
Well, Kenneth, in spite of not liking the subject, he managed to keep going in spite of three interruptions and finish with it, gain the extra point for speaking when the whistle went, and we now move on. Oh, the score at the end of the second round. Kenneth in the lead, Kenneth in second place. Clement Freud, Japan. Can you talk to us about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
I have been to Japan to witness the Olympic Games, which were took place there in 1964, but I have recently visited a Japanese restaurant where the fare from that country was on offer. And what surprised me particularly was that we sat down very low on the floor, and a waitress brought saucepans and knives and forks and bits of food and a burner, and we were asked to cook our own repast, which amazed me because the bill was exceedingly high, and I wondered whether if we stayed and did the washing up, would we have been able to afford the asking price of that establishment. Japan is a country which consists of many islands, highly populated, with labor which used to be vastly underpaid and is now coming to a parity in international scale. But
and I think he almost dried up at the end, but he just kept going, started with the subject, finished with the subject. First time it's happened for a week or two, so Clement Freud not only gets the point for speaking on the whistle, but a bonus point and increases his lead at the end of that round. André Mele, the subject for you this week is fig leaves. Can you talk to us about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
These became very famous early on in the Bible as the first kind of topless bikinis. They grow.
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, I agree, Derek. You take over the subject. 50 seconds for fig leaves starting now.
I like them particularly when they're newly plucked from a tree and then put around a little concoction of rice and meat and you have dalmades. These should be eaten, especially, I think, in the Aegean on one of those lovely islands like Paros.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
Aegean is not an island. The sea.
But he said...
Isn't the Aegean island, though, love?
You talk about Aegean or one of those lovely islands.
In the Aegean, or one of those lovely islands, he didn't get any further because you had decided that that sounded like...
Really think.
I disagree with the challenge.
Swim out into the sea and eat vine leaves.
Derek Nimmo has a point, and there are 35 seconds for fig leaves starting now.
They're particularly attractive if you swim out into the sea to eat them. They then should be held between your teeth whilst you're doing a crawl or perhaps a gentle
bath. Kinsman's wide your chance.
Deviation. Nobody stands about eating fig leaves in the water. It's a load of rubbish.
I don't think anybody would actually fit these in their mouths out into the Aegean. But of course it is possible that you could do it. This is the difficult problem one has in making decisions.
It's deviation. Come along. It's established a deviation.
No, I think... All right, I'll leave this one to the audience, because if it's possible that you could do this, though it does sound a very devious action, therefore, as possible, if you agree with Kenneth's challenge, would you cheer? And if you disagree, would you boo? And will you all do it together now? They have decided that people do not swim out to the Aegean with fig leaves in their mouths. So, Kenneth, you have a point in 25 seconds for fig leaves starting now.
Well, I've nothing to say about fig leaves.
André Mele got in first.
Deviation, because there's nothing to say.
All right, André, you have a point. 19 seconds for fig leaves starting now.
They are to be found in the Mediterranean next to the figs, which are very delicious fruits. And I believe they kept...
Clement Roy, challenge. Hesitation, I agree, Clement. Another point to you. 15 seconds for fig leaves, starting now.
My first zoot suit was made entirely from fig leaves. And the jacket...
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Deviation. If you weren't allowed to swim out into the Mediterranean with fig leaves in your mouth, you can't possibly have a zoot suit made of fig leaves.
Justify zoot suit from fig leaves? No, you can't. 4 seconds for you, Derek, on fig leaves starting now.
If you buy a box in Fortnum and Mason of these particular...
Kenneth Lynn's a child.
Advertising, you're not allowed to do that by BBC Charles.
Difficult decision, because deliberate advertising you could call but he's not deviating from the subject of the car, which is fig leaves, even though he must watch it because he's not allowed to advertise on the BBC. 1 second left for fig leaves, Derek, starting
I
up.
Always watch fig leaves on the BBC.
So, Derek,
Derek leapt forward with fig leaves from, I think, the fourth position.
Cheating, he was. That's how he leapt forward. Cheating. All that stuff about swimming out and eating them, swimming out in the ocean to eat fig leaves.
Anyway, he's now in second place, 1 point behind our leader, who is still Clement Freud. Derek Nimmo, your turn to begin. The subject is Ludo. Can you talk to us about it for 60 seconds, starting now?
Oh, gosh, that reminds me of my happy nursery days with nurse fish.
Somebody pressed the buzzer, but they didn't keep it on long enough because no light has come on.
It was me.
All right, Kenny, what was your challenge?
I don't want to hear about this nurse again. He's always dragging his nurse in.
Anyway, I disagree with the challenge, Derek. You have another point. 56 seconds, Ludo starting now.
Very happy game, played on a square board.
Kenny Williams, your challenge.
Yes, before he said, it reminds me of my happy days.
That's
now
right,
we've had happy
repetition
games.
Of happy. So, Kenneth, you have a point on this occasion, and there are 53 seconds left for Ludo, starting now.
I first met Mrs. Joe in the Isle of Dogs, and her Christian name was Louise. She was therefore often referred to as Lou Joe. I became very much attached to her, and so much so that on one occasion we had to be unglued.
Andre Mellie's challenge.
Very much so much.
Yes, there was a repetition of much, which... I have to agree with and
right,
say...
Right, fair enough. I would accept your verdict. You're a very fair man. I know that.
Good. Look, therefore, Andre has a point to that. 34 seconds left for Ludo, starting now.
This lady kept a fish and chip shop, which was very successful.
Kenneth Williams, why did you challenge?
Yes, she don't know her. I know her. I mean, she pinched her off me. That's my character, isn't it?
If it was a fictitious Ludo, she's obviously pinched her, in which case she can take Ludo anywhere she likes. If yours was a real one, then she can also have her own real one. And so far, she wasn't technically deviating from the subject.
Could we ask if there are any genealogists in the audience?
30 seconds for you to continue with Ludo. Andre, starting now.
Many an evening I've sat with Lou enjoying my 1 1/9 worth of chips and crackle.
Derek Nimmo, challenge. I think so. Only just, but just there. Derek, 25 seconds for Ludo, starting now.
When the Wingradsky brothers applied their television license and subsequently became associated...
Clement Freud.
Deviation.
Yeah. Why?
You can't have multiple applications of television like
But he never said there were multiple applications. He said they were the brothers, but they applied it. It must probably be one application with the brother's name on it. And so Derek has another point. Ludo, 18 seconds left, starting now.
You have a little cube, and on it there are six numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the one I mentioned a moment ago. You shake it inside a little pot and throw it down and see what you have been given by the gods of chance.
Kenneth Williams challenged on gods of chance.
Because the gods of chance don't... There's no such thing. It's a load of rubbish.
It's the gods of chance. There's no such thing.
It's a colloquial expression.
No, it's not at all. Nobody goes around here saying, not for the gods of chance.
All right, let the audience be the final judge. So, if you agree with Kenneth's challenge about the gods of chance, would you cheer? And if you disagree and believe that Derek is right, would you boo? And will you all do it together now? Derek's side, there's no doubt about it. The gods of chance have won the day. Derek has 1 second left for Ludo, starting now.
Cat people.
Clement Freud challenge.
Hesitation,
no. Derek has another point. Half a second left for Ludo, starting now.
Oh, my goodness me.
At the end of that round, Derek Nimmo has a very commanding lead over the others. Clement Freud is in second place, and Kenneth Williams and Andre Mellie are almost equal in third place. Kenneth, your turn to begin. Subject which I think Ian's chosen specially for you, old gentlemen. Can you talk to us about old gentlemen, starting now?
Well, of course, I am one myself. and I have tottered about the streets of Bloomsbury and St. Pancras for many moons and am an habitual.
Derek Nimmo's challenge, why?
Why, I can't understand a word.
Could you? If I quite happened. You're obviously not old enough, would you?
That's funny coming from you. All of those funny voices every week.
You can't. You can't understand a word. And on what basis are you challenging?
Well, hesitation.
Oh, no. He once did keep going in a rather elderly way, but he kept going. Kenneth, you continue with 42 seconds left. Old gentleman, starting now.
One of the peculiarities of old gentlemen is that the back of the larynx becomes very restricted with the approach of old age. And this very often makes speech a peculiar difficulty, but I still go on plucking up the courage like I do, and
Andre Mellor's challenge, what?
Well, he's getting red in the face. I think he's going to pass out, so I thought I'd better give him a breather.
Well, old men often do pass out when they get a bit too excited, but that is not a correct deviation from old gentlemen. So, 11 seconds, and it's starting now.
Well, let them have
a Clement Freud challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
From that awful voice, dear.
Give Clement Freud a bonus point for a good challenge and leave the subject with Kenneth Williams that he wasn't, strictly speaking, deviating from old gentlemen. 8 seconds left, starting now.
A bit of pleasure in the bushes.
Clement Freud challenged you again.
Deviation from that album. Do you think I'm pushing my luck?
Yes, you are. Pushed it. Even the audience think you pushed it too far. Kenneth has another point. 5 seconds for old gentleman Kenneth, starting now.
Some of them affect that, and I must say, I'm incredibly cruel for them.
This occasion, it was Kenneth Williams who was speaking when the whistle went, gained the extra point. He also gained a number of others, and he has leapt forward equal in second place with Clement Freud, but they're both trailing 4 points behind our leader, who is still Derek Nimmo. Andre Mellor, your turn to begin. Elastic. Can you talk to us about elastic for 60 seconds, starting now?
This is something which comes in all different shapes and sizes. There's the black thick kind used for garters and the thin white variety for...
Oh, Derek Nimmo, chance. Hesitation, I agree, Derek. And there are 54 seconds left for elastic, starting now.
Well, if you snap your elastic, it often leads to nudism, particularly in elderly gentlemen. And therefore, it's something you've got to be terribly careful about. I make sure when I put my knickers on in the morning, they're firmly in place. And I do commend this to you all. When you go out to your swimming tonight, make sure your elastic's all right. And
Kenneth Williams has challenged you.
Why? Why? Come on. Why? What's wrong? What's wrong with that? Come on, tell me.
As you said, you put your knickers on every morning.
I do?
I don't believe you. No.
Derek, in order
I've
to get
often
the point,
seen
you have
him
to prove
without
it.
Knickers. He's quite right.
If I display my knickers, I will be accused of deviation. So therefore, I'm not going to be condemned.
They're so clever the way they wriggle out of it. I think, to be fair to Derek Nimmo, I don't think he wears knickers. Do you think he wears knickers, audience?
Yes, of course.
They all think he wears knickers.
All think.
All right, the audience is the final judge. Do you really think that Derek wears knickers?
Yes.
So Derek and his knickers get a point. And 37 seconds for elastic, Derek, starting now.
If you want to go and shoot a stone at somebody, you should get some elastic, put it on the end of the two pieces of wood which are joined in the middle, pull it back rather hard and let it go straight into the control box up there. And you hit old David Hatch, and what fun that would be. Another use for elastic is if you are in an aeroplane and you want to wind down the window in a tipsy mop, then you pull a piece of this material very hard in a circular direction, having wound it around the fence
like that. That's right.
Derek Nimmer was speaking when the whistle went. Also, his elastic and his knickers gained him a lot of extra points, and it increased his lead at the end of that round. And, Derek, it's your turn to begin the next round. And the subject is sentiment. Can you talk to us about sentiment for 60 seconds, starting now?
I do think this is the most wonderful quality for one to have. Kenneth Williams is a man of quite extraordinary qualities. I have seen him go out into the street on a dark night.
Clement Roy, why do you chant?
I don't want to hear any more.
So why do you chant?
To save my friend from embarrassment.
I'm not embarrassed. You such a great mouth. How is nothing? Nothing to me, Ollie. Go on, Jerry. It's nice.
If he wants... if he wants to go out on a dark night, it's his own business.
Yes, but within the rules of the game, what was your basis for challenging?
It's nothing to do with sentiment.
I think he was showing very warm sentiments towards there's sometimes the way he speaks to him, you wouldn't believe he felt so warm towards him.
I should give him a point.
He's going to get a point.
Oh, good.
So he's won a point because of an incorrect challenge. And so he continues for 23 seconds to sentiment, starting now.
My dear old chum is sometimes reduced to tears by the sentiments of Clement Freud. It was often
Andre Manny challenge.
Deviation, it's sentiment, and he said the sentiments, which is what he's talking about.
Sentiment and the sentiments is a slight difference. 4 seconds left, Andre. Sentiment starting now.
This is something that women particularly know about, and these men here...
Well, I'm afraid we have no more time to play Just a Minute. Again, 30 seconds has gone in a flash. And at the end of that round, in spite of that last challenge of Andre, she crept up a little, but she was finally in fourth place. And Kenneth Williams was in third place, without any doubt, this week. And second place was taken by Clement Freud, but he was still behind Derek Nimmer, who had an overwhelming number of points. And so he's this week's winner, Derek Nimmer. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. And from all of us here, goodbye. Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Simon Brett.